Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting question. And that question is related to the month that we are currently in. I'm speaking, of course, of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, as you know, is the sole month in the Islamic calendar in which fasting has been made obligatory and wajib upon all Muslims. As you know, the fast, along with the ritual prayer, the pilgrimage to Mecca, and charity, as well as struggle on the path of God, these are the main practical aspects of Islam, and fasting is one of the cardinal virtues within Islam. So today the question we want to ask in this connection is this: what are the virtues of fasting? Why is it so important? And what has led it to become one of the main, acts of worship within the Islamic faith? In this connection, in order to answer this this question, we can take inspiration from the hadith which have been narrated from the infallibles, alayhim assalam, regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith which has been narrated from the 11th Imam, Imam Askari alayhi salam, the following has been mentioned. Imam Askari alayhi salam was once asked the reasoning behind the obligation of fasting, and why fasting has been made obligatory, to which he replied in the following way: it is so that the rich may experience the pain of hunger and bestow his generosity thereby upon the poor. Right? So when we fast, you know, those of us who are, rich, rich people and people who are wealthy, they obviously don't, very rarely does a time occur when they go without food or miss a meal. So they don't rarely experience the pain of hunger. But when they fast, they experience this, and in this way, they can be reminded of, what poor people and the destitute go through every day. And perhaps this can encourage them to be generous and, give something to the poor. So this is one of the virtues of fasting, and it's also the secret, one of the reasonings and wisdoms behind its obligation, in that, which is, it leads to, upliftment of the poor and, social equity. This is one of the benefits of fasting and one of its virtues. In another beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, a fasting person has two sources of joy: his joy when he opens his fast and his joy at meeting his Lord. Right? So this indicates one of the virtues of fasting, in that when we fast, we are brought, we attain proximity to God, qurb of Allah, which has been expressed in this hadith as the liqa of Allah, the meeting with God. And this is obviously the, a virtuous result of fasting, and one of the reasons why it has been made obligatory. Finally, and this is kind of connected with the previous hadith we just mentioned, that Imam As-Sadiq again said, alayhi salam said, verily Allah, blessed and most high, says, the fast is solely for me, and I reward for it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of fasting in the light of the hadith of the infallibles. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.